When the September 11th Commission released its final report this summer, it handed down a stern verdict. The nation's intelligence system is broken. It needs to be fixed. In the 2 months since that report was issued, Congress and the White House have raced to do just that. Capitol Hill has been abrim with hearings and press conferences on various proposals. But with Congress due to go home on October 8th, time seems to be running out. And as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, there's a growing possibility that after all the attention, propositions, and debate, intelligence reform just won't get done this year.
On the surface, there's been a lot of progress this week on fixing U.S. intelligence. The Senate now has a bill to debate and vote on, and yesterday, House leaders unveiled their plan.
It will reform the government to make more effective in the battling of terrorists. It will improve terrorism prevention and prosecution so we can get the terrorists and those who help them before they get us.
House Speaker, Republican Dennis Hastert. But Democrats were mostly left out of drafting the bill. It's not clear how many of them will back it. And there's another problem. It's very different from the legislation making its way through the Senate. The House version strays much farther from the 9/11 Commission's recommendations for intelligence reform, for example, adding anti-crime provisions that would expand the Patriot Act. Hastert says he hopes the two versions can be reconciled before elections in November. But several congressional insiders tell NPR they don't see how, and some lawmakers are questioning whether they should even try. Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, the top Democrat on the powerful Appropriations Committee, announced this week that it would be a mistake to reorganize intelligence with, quote, one eye on the clock and one eye on the polls.
We should not rush pell-mell into making sweeping intelligence changes simply for the sake of change. I think we should wait until next year when we can take more time and not act in such haste.
But plenty of other members of Congress say the window for change is closing. Maine Republican Susan Collins chairs the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee. That's the one that produced the bill the full Senate will consider next week. She says if Congress doesn't move now, momentum will vanish.
The worst thing that could happen would be to heed the call from some to delay consideration of this issue until next year. If we do that, I'm convinced that reform will never happen.
That's a fair criticism if the changes you're making are going to make things better.
John Hamry, president of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
But if the changes you're going to make could actually make things worse, then you don't want to proceed. So I do not accept the argument that there is momentum for change, therefore we have to do it, because what we may get out of it could be a worse outcome.
Hamry was deputy defense secretary in the Clinton administration. This week, he led a group of 11 Washington heavyweights, including former secretaries of state Henry Kissinger and George Shultz, in writing an open letter. It urges Congress to slow down and not rush through reforms just because it's an election year. But Jane Harman of California, the senior Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, argues it's now or never. And she's worried Congress's resolve is fading.
At this moment, it is, getting harder, and I'm enormously disappointed. I think what we need, you know, Jane Harman's recipe for success is an aggressive White House presence that aligns the House and Senate, and action, real noise out of the 9/11 commissioners themselves. If we don't have those things, sadly, I think we may be sinking into the mud.
Harman adds she hopes the looming election will encourage Congress to get its act together, and she says voters should judge their political leaders on whether they have the courage to act. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.